Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And sitting here with me now, who's going to get out and hit him around to see how he's doing? Doug Sutherland, former Viking, three-time Super Bowl dude. And I wanted to say three-time Super Bowl winner, but you didn't win any, unfortunately. But nevertheless, from originally from Superior, Wisconsin. How you been?
I've been great. Every opportunity I get to come to play at Turtleback.
Yeah. It's nice.
This is a beautiful town and a beautiful course.
It's amazing to me because we cover so many of these things that they get the selection of people they do. I mean, for a small town like Rice Lake, nobody would assume that this big a tournament would be here. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. And I tell people, Packer fans, that come on down and see all these
great former Vikings.
Hall of Famer. Well, there's a couple of us.
Yeah, there's a few.
Token Viking players.
You know what, though? It's great because tonight is a fun night because there's so many stories that get shared. And some years, you know, we'll hear the same stories, but they're still good. Other years, you find out something you never knew. And that's one of the best parts about the night before, about the sponsor dinner that we'll go to tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun. You know, I guess Donnie Anderson's going to be here, and I'll tell you a quick story. One time he tried to sneak through the middle on a middle screen, and I had him right by the face mask, and I let him go just as the ball hit him on top of the head. He was screaming, and the officials didn't even say it. So,
yeah.
I mean, those kind of stories, you know,
right.
It's just fun stuff that, you know, I've played against the Packers, so many times. I don't know why they always wanted us to play in Milwaukee County Stadium.
Right.
But then after they switched it to everything in Green Bay.
How was that playing with the opponent on the same side?
That's no big deal. But Minnesota, it was always like that.
Yeah.
You know, in the old Met.
Right.
But
because there in County Stadium, I think, were the only two, or was there one other one that had the teams on the same side originally?
I have no idea.
Can't remember. Did you grow up?
That's a big old 300-pounder in front of me wanting to kick my butt. So I was concentrated on that.
Were you a Packers fan, a Viking fan, or another fan growing up in
Superior? Well, actually, I was you know, before the Vikings, I was a Packer fan, so I mean, you know.
Because Superior is kind of like in that neutral zone almost.
Bud Grant's from Superior, and I'm from Superior, and, you know, there's been some good football players come out of Superior. So, there's Packer fans, and then there's Viking fans. So.
Yeah, you got to figure something to do in the winter up there, right?
there's always hunting and snowmobile. And
yeah. Talking with Doug Sutherland, former Minnesota Viking. You were drafted originally by
the New Orleans Saints in the 14th round, high draft choice.
Yeah.
I made $12,000 that year.
Is that right? You were on top of the world at that point, weren't you? Now, did $12,000 buy you a house, a car? What did it buy you? Anything? Or just pay the bills for a couple of days?
I just paid the bills for a couple of days. But I got a $1,500 signing bonus. So.
Oh, boy. That's huge. It's almost like sometimes you think to yourself, was I born in the wrong era?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's my grandson introduced me to one of his little buddies, and he said, yeah, this is my grandpa. He played back in the 1900s. Which is true, but it kind of hurt.
Wow, yeah. It kind of ages you a little bit.
Yeah.
Holy mackerel. So you played for the Saints. You went to Minnesota. And that was the Purple People time, wasn't it? Purple Peter time.
Yeah, I replaced Gary Larson in the front four, so had a nice run there.
Because you ended your career with the Seahawks.
The Seahawks, yeah.
Okay.
Jack Patera was the defensive line coach at Minnesota, and he picked up Carl Ellard, myself, and Bob Lertzema. We're all defensive linemen.
Bob doing, by the way?
He's doing great. He called me. He was in Cloquet. He said, I'm heading for Canada. Otherwise, he'd be here.
Because usually his stories are the best.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was my roommate for 5 years. I could tell you some stories.
Yeah. Feel free, because Bob's not here to defend himself, so feel free to do it. Bob's always been, it's not that he's the hit or the highlight, but he's always been one of the bright spots, if you will, of our night before. Because he's always fun to hang out with, and he's great to have on the program.
Oh, man.
But the night before when we do the dinner, which will be tonight, he's always one of the guys that gets up there and revs everybody up.
Yeah, he's yeah, being his roommate for 5 years, he's always.
Was he like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Paul Kaufman and him could be brothers. No, really. Paul Kaufman, I just love the guy. I mean, he's got the same elbows as Lertzema.
Yeah.
Well, and he's got the, well.
They both ran and had fun.
Oh, yeah.
Together,
just
yeah.
Fun people to be
could
around.
Could you ever imagine them on the same team being roommates? They would have never made bet check. Never. Never made bet check.
You never know. Yeah. It was, but, yeah, there's two people that are fun to be around.
Well, go out and hit them straight today. I know you guys are going to do a little practice and hang out a little while, and then we'll see you tonight at the dinner. And I'm glad you swung by for a couple minutes.
Well, thank you. Thanks
Absolutely.
For inviting me.
Appreciate it.
I love Wisconsin. And I.
Where do you live now?
I live here? In Duluth, as close as you get. So.
Yeah, you can't get. You can look over the fence.
Yeah,
and see Wisconsin from
I'm
right there.
I'm a block above the Skyline Parkway, so I can see Superior.
So Doug Sutherland joining us here at the table.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.